T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dan and Parks Podcast.
It was back in the summer of 83. There's a reason I remember it well. I was slipping and sliding, drinking and driving, bringing me closer to hell.
Hey, Freddie Freely.
Let's not be silly. There's a life out there to steal.
Ace Freely is your artist of the day, the original lead guitarist of the greatest band, well, one of the greatest bands of all time, Kiss.
Did you pick this because Dana's not here?
We did. Actually, Rod picked it, and his excuse was because Dana's not here.
Yeah.
And this was a concert Rod and I went to go see a couple, 3 years ago. Together, and we loved it. It was at the Voodoo Lounge. Ace was, dare I say, Rod, at the top of his game. Sober.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounded great.
Plus, he's one of the coolest people that ever lived.
Yeah, he is. You got me. I can't believe you don't know who Ace Frehley is.
I know who Ace Frehley is.
That coffee mug you got me was an Ace Frehley coffee mug.
I know who Ace
mug.
Frehley is.
Okay.
Just not a fan.
Not my thing, but, you know,
well, Rod,
it's your thing.
Play her some more music, and maybe we can make her.
You can convert Kara. And they're an Ace Frehley fan.
No, we really don't need it.
Oh,
that's just good stuff right there. That's baby making music if you listen closely.
Sure.
What's our keyword?
On my right, lame.
Nice! You're lame if you don't like Ace.
Yeah.
Or your music,
or the music is
lame.
Lame. How apropos for this entire four-hour program today.
Lame.
L-A-M-E. Text it into 72881, and you are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash.
When are you giving Dana a call? Are you going to give her a little longer?
Okay, so everybody knows, if you're just tuning into the show, Dan Weinbaum's filling in for the first part. Mackie's coming in later. We're hoping to get an appearance at some point from Dana.
You think she'll be able to comport herself?
No, that's what he's hoping for.
I actually hope she can't. However, if her Facebook and Twitter and the messages or the texts that she was sending me are any indication, she's going to be in no condition.
Yeah.
Rod, did you see this? She put on either Facebook or Twitter, I can't remember, a picture from the front door, and I only know this because I've been to her house many times. But it's a picture that is taken from the front door of her home, or in that area, the foyer area.
The foyer.
There, into the living room, and Tank is on the floor laying down with his face on the hardwood, and Odie's in the back kind of looking confused, right? The other dog. And they both look a little sad in this picture. And they're both in the living room as apparently Dana and Jack are preparing to walk out the front door for the last time together.
For the last time. He's going to be 25, 30 minutes away.
Simmer down. But anyway, she sends out this picture of the two dogs, Tank with his face on the floor, Odie in the background looking very confused. Mm-hmm. And she just writes on the top of that, they know.
Huh.
He's not going to Vietnam. Okay. He's not going off to war. He's not going to North Korea. He's going to college. 30 minutes away.
Oh, so she sends me this text last night. I didn't see it till this morning.
He'll be back in a week with laundry.
and starving.
Yeah.
Probably down 5 pounds. So she sends me this text last night. And it's... Well, I have to clean it up here a little bit. It's her crying.
I'm shocked.
It's her clearly crying, and she's got her chin on the top of a children's book.
Oh, it's that book that she hates.
Entitled "Let Me Hold You Longer."
Yes. Oh my God!
And it's a children. And oh, and I didn't notice the middle finger pointing towards the camera as well. And this was a book that she used to read to Jack when he was a kid, many, many times. And she couldn't find it. And it was like their bonding moment when, you know, she was younger and clearly mm-hmm. Jack was much younger and not going off to college. And she had been looking for this book in their storage for weeks.
Yeah, she'd been talking about how she hates this book because it's evil.
Evil, but
makes her cry.
Evil because it makes her cry yeah. because she loves the book so much. Yeah. And it was the book that she read to Jack the most when he was a young child. I guess she found it last night, Rod. So she sends me this picture of, and this was sent to me at 11:18 last night. I was fast asleep.
Which is not a good sign.
She's crying. The book is under her chin, and her middle finger is pointed at the camera like this. And she just writes to me, "Found that effing book of Satan. Current mood. F off, Karen Kingsbury." I guess that's the author.
I think so.
I actually, you know, I felt sorry for, I mean, look at her face.
I know. She's a mess.
Rod, look at that.
She's a wreck.
I know. I do feel bad for her. Yeah. I understand it's a you know, a coming of age thing. It's a passage of your child.
It's a milestone.
Not passing, but a life.
It's not the passing of a child. It's the passage
it's
of a child.
It's a rite of passage.
Rite of passage. That's what I was
Young
trying to say.
Young man leaving home.
So, yeah, I get it. And then after college, hopefully he'll move out, you know, as things go well.
Who are we kidding? This is Jack. He's coming back.
Yeah, he'll be in the basement.
Yeah.
I saw that she bought some
probably
handcuffs.
With a chick and a baby.
Too much.
Probably what?
With a chick and a baby.
Oh, that's not what I thought you said.
Here's my girlfriend. She's got some
Mom,
cool tattoos.
Did you get the Pampers?
I said Pampers. Meatloaf.
Don't mock her too much, Mr. Parks. You're going to be there
next year. I told you in the newsroom.
Yep.
This time next year, I'm going to be a wreck. A complete and total wreck.
And what did you get today? What'd you get today?
Sarah's senior pictures.
Yep. She looks so pretty.
Thank you. And then Facebook. You know, Facebook should be fined. I'm being serious. And by fined, I mean F-I-N-E-D. This memories thing that they do on Facebook.
Yeah, where it brings
is
up old stuff.
Truly the work of the devil.
Right. I love
6 years ago,
stuff.
This monumental thing happened.
Here's what I need to do. I need to get like a filter on Facebook that controls what kind of memories it's allowed to show me.
Oh.
Like, if it's me and Rod throwing devil horns at an Ace Frehley concert at the Voodoo Lounge,
I want to see
I'm
that.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
What I don't want to see is a picture of Megan Brenniger, Sarah, and Maya 9 years ago on first day of school when Sarah's going to fourth grade and Maya's going to her first day of kindergarten. You know, Facebook, suck it. Suck it. Right after I get Sarah's senior pictures. Thanks. Jerks.
Hit you in the feels, did it?
Hit me right in the nads.
That's where your feels are located.
That's usually that where most of ours are.
Yeah, that's where everybody's feels are. Half my brain and all my feelings.
So anyway, we hope to hear from Dana Wright later on today. Not sure if we will.
She'll probably be in a glass case of emotion.
She will be.
Well, we did have a brief conversation with her on the phone prior to the show. Do you remember that, Rod? We talked to her on the phone. And let's just say she's not really in a healthy place. She's not doing as well today as we had hoped. We thought she would be able to compose herself, but clearly she is not.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
You okay?
That's Dana and Lawrence today. And we weren't able to make anything out. Clearly, it's not going as planned.
She's probably holding onto his leg and just is sitting on his foot and just not going to let go.
As we speak, she's in the money meeting right now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Because
that'll be enough to make you cry.
Yeah, that'll change. That'll make you cry.
She's saying, so if I give this amount of money, I can stay in the dorm with him? How does this work? If I give more...
You know who's... I'm being serious. Do you know there is a very famous person whose mother was so possessive, she went to college with him and rented a room right across from the campus?
You're not that famous, dude.
Do you know who it is? Douglas MacArthur's mother.
Really?
Was so possessive. Yes, the 5-star general Douglas MacArthur. His mother was so possessive, she rented a room across the street from West Point.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And stayed there all 4 years.
What did she do when he went off to war?
I don't know.
Did she go with him?
No.
Hmm.
And he fought in both world wars.
Yeah.
I don't know. When we get back, speaking of parents, parents in Richmond, Missouri are furious over this decision from their school. We've all done it. We've all done it.
It's a fun thing to do.
576-7798. Dan Weinbaum in for Dana Wright today. Rod Babcock, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Crew, 1985.
That takes me to high school. That's been my high school reunion last weekend.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was awesome.
Sit down, Beavis.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Wow. He actually came out of his chair on that one.
I know.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Bouncing.
Was it? So was like everybody fat and much worse off than you?
No.
You got to blow?
This group of people, and there's like 40, 50, 60 people that are still engaged and come to all the high school reunions. Great group of people. I mean, yeah, we've gotten older, of course, but almost every single person still looks like what they used to look like.
You used to look like that in high school?
Close. I had facial hair.
And hair up here as well in the head.
Yeah, I had a little bit more hair up top. I had some facial hair. That's why I was able to go into the convenience store there in South Carolina and order a sixer, you know.
A what?
A sixer. You know, just got off work. I don't have my license with me.
Is the word pack too hard to say? You can't just say six pack?
A six pack of beer.
Okay.
That's right.
Sixer.
That's what I was used for. But no, it was fantastic. It was a great group of people. See them roughly every 5 years. We're all friends on Facebook still.
Very cool.
And it's just a huge party. And everyone likes each other. There's no cliques or any of that kind of stuff.
How many people did you graduate with?
Oh, there was close to 500.
How do you know everybody?
Well, I was just, I guess, a social butterfly. And then we had our 20-year reunion in 2008. And
was your 30-year reunion.
There you go, yeah. And right when Facebook was hitting big.
Yeah.
And so we were all able to connect again. And it was such a cool thing because it had been 20 years. And here we can see what everybody's doing. So, yeah, it's just a great group of people. So, had a good time.
Okay. How many people showed up?
Oh, we had over 100 people, more than 100 people at the reunion.
How many people in your class have died?
About 10.
Yeah, we've had 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In a class of 120.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. We had a table set out with their photos of all the people
that
have
passed. Yeah,
we
do that at ours,
years.
Too. Yeah.
Good times, though. You know.
South Carolina where?
In Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina.
That's right.
A story here out of Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Missouri.
Over in Ray County.
Ray County. Parents in one metro school district say they are hungry for answers. By the way, whoever wrote that lead line should be fired. The Richmond School District will not, listen to this, Rodney. The Richmond, Missouri School District says it will no longer allow fast food to be eaten by students at lunchtime as they have in the past. Parents in the district say the rule change is wrong. As the school year begins in Richmond, Missouri, parents say the school needs to learn. Classes at Deer Elementary School dismissed before 1 o'clock on Thursday, and parents were buzzing about a Facebook post on the school's social media page that mentions a new district policy that forbids students from eating fast food during lunch or any school hour for that matter. Said Chris Swafford, a father of five in the district, "At the end of the day, we want to be able to decide on our own. I thought this was overstepping at its finest. It is up to the parents what their children eat." Swafford, who has two kids at Deer Elementary School, said there's no difference between the lunches that some kids bring from home and the fast food burger bags that some parents send or deliver. We've all been there. Rod, I know you've done this with Roman. I certainly did this with Sarah and Maya when they were in elementary school. But once they get to middle school, you're too much of a nerd and they don't want anything to do with you. And when Maya was in elementary school, and Sarah probably too, probably once a month, I would go and have lunch with them on a Friday. And I would sit in the cafeteria, and I, you know, back then I was still cool. And I would bring them. I was sort of cool.
Okay. From a child's eye, from a child's perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely then, yeah.
And I would bring them McDonald's or, you know, I'd get like
a treat.
Six-pack of nuggets, some fries, and a soda.
Or hey, you milk. Show up with nuggets and fries, you're a hero.
Yeah. Or, I'd go get like Subway or something. We'd sit down, we'd have a sandwich.
It was a treat for the kids.
What's the big deal? I mean, is it any different than the food they're eating that's been frozen and then reheated that morning in the cafeteria?
I know going to school in Texas with public schools, our school's head chef was in fact a microwave.
Did the microwave have to wear the net, the hair
yes.
net?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
This same parent, this is Chris Swafford again. Just because I don't personally bring fast food to my children at school doesn't mean other parents shouldn't be able to. Parents' lives are busy. They sometimes have things going on. And sometimes grabbing a 10-piece nugget from McDonald's and taking it to their child shouldn't be an issue. Chris Swafford, let me help you here, my friend. That has nothing to do with us being busy. I took my kid a 6-piece chicken nugget meal because I had nothing else to do.
The one thing I'm trying to figure out from this story, from this issue, if you can call it that, is this the lunch plan that many parents employ, or is this a once-a-month treat or like a birthday thing? It's their birthday. I'm going to show up with pizza and or, you know, burger and fries from a fast food joint.
Here we go. Some parents, though, are posting their support for the rule change on the Ray County Facebook community page, saying fast food delivery at school is a privilege that some kids can't afford. Quoting here from Karen Williams, who is a mother of two who attend that same elementary school, "My kids take their lunch. Kids have been getting their birthday lunch brought to them since they were in kindergarten. I think it's kind of silly, but I could see how other kids would feel sad if they didn't have anything ever." Oh. 576-7798. In Ray County, the school district there has now decided that parents can no longer bring their children fast food for lunch. A lot of parents do that. Bring it to them on a Friday afternoon, sit down in the cafeteria, we have lunch together. They have a separate table for parents and kids. It's nice. A little bonding experience. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and Kara Markson.
An independent candidate makes the Kansas ballot. More next.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something
I can laugh
about.
You know she's in the car, she's bawling right now. The Beatles make her cry.
In a special way.
Lately. Yeah, like she wrote about that song, Golden Slumbers. Yeah, that one will do it.
tell everybody, by the way, Dana wrote a really, really sweet blog.
Yes.
I hate that word. But,
yeah, I don't like the word blog either, but it was a nice article
I didn't realize people still did that. But she wrote a really sweet blog about sending her son Jack off to college, which she's doing today, which is why you're here. Tell people how they can find that.
Well, you can go right to KMBZ.com, and it's right on the front page. You just scroll down a little bit, and it's right there. We've also posted it on Facebook a few days ago. We could repost that maybe, but it's right there on the front page, and you'll see a picture of Dana with her son and how she shares that he is ready to go. She, however, is not ready for him to go, and it's just some lessons that she's learned along the way and some life guidance that she shares from her perspective on this whole process. So it's sweet, it's funny, and it's a really nice thing. It's also 1,833 words. I actually counted them, not individually. I just ran through a program, but yeah, it's a long read.
You're such a nerd.
767.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's go to Natter in Kansas City. Natter, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank
hey.
So I had an opinion on that Raytown school lunch.
It's not Raytown, it's Ray County.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
But I think personally, if it's like a once-in-a-while thing, it shouldn't get the... should be removed, and it'd be a bit of a problem. Yeah, if it's like an everyday occurrence, but I mean, there's no point in getting rid of it for like a birthday or a special occasion.
Now, what would you say to the mother in this story who says, "Well, some kids can't afford it." I mean, where do we? And I always use this line: where do we draw the line? If some kids have parents that can't afford to bring them fast food on a Friday or whatever at school. At the elementary school, and that was her reasoning for why she kind of supports this idea of banning bringing fast food to the elementary school. What about kids whose parents can't afford to bring a cake or cupcakes or cookies on their birthday, and parents who either can't or just don't want to?
Well, I think that's also a pretty viable reason why that would be taken care of. But I mean, it's a pretty convoluted situation. I mean, it's kind of a hard to make a firm point on it, but I think if that would be the situation, to make other kids feel less bad about not having, you know, a thing to get on their birthday or whatever, I think that'd be a good reason why not to have it anymore. But it's I'm pretty mixed feelings on it.
All right, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna say there's really the one thing that's missing right here is the why. Now, I know that in the article, they reached out to the district to ask why, and they're like, well, it's the first day of school. We're too busy to comment on it. I looked at their Facebook page, and that's where everyone learned about it. It says, attention, new board policy states that no fast food is allowed at lunch or during school hours for students. Boom, done. There's no other information.
Define fast food.
Why? Well, typically, that's going to be a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Taco Bell, something like that.
Chipotle?
Chipotle could be considered fast food by some.
Subway?
Subway, yeah, I think it could be. And that's the thing. I mean,
define it.
It's hard to define it now.
A Cobb salad from Lucky's over on Johnson Drive? Is that fast food? I ordered it in advance. I walked in, paid for it, and walked right out. That was pretty fast.
Yeah.
What if it's a salad from McDonald's?
Good point. Yeah. I mean, how do you define fast food, and what is the reasoning behind banning it during lunchtime or during school hours? Is it disruptive in some way, fashion, or form?
No, it's not. And I've done this.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, brought my kids lunch, and we had lunch in the elementary school when I was still sort of cool.
Is this just for the treat? Is this just for the birthday? Is that why people are upset? Or are they supplementing? I mean, is every day burger and fries from McDonald's?
Give me, and I'm not saying you individually, I'm saying you collectively, give me one reason why we need to ban parents bringing their kids a lunch, sitting down in the cafeteria with their kids for lunch. What am I supposed to bring? Leftovers from last night? Is it okay if I bring meatloaf and green peas? Or green beans and rice? Is that okay? Do we have to have some sort of food Nazi standing outside of the door going, that's healthy enough. Come on in.
Right.
You can have lunch with your son.
Yeah. And then what's wrong with the school lunch? Of course, it's cheaper. I mean, you know how much a meal costs from, say, McDonald's? Here's like $7.
What if kids bring a lunch from school? Sarah, for example, she's a senior now in high school. She packs her own. Well, I pack it, but
right.
That's
high school, though, of course. That's different.
That's fine, but yeah. She went to school today, and her meal was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, strawberries, grapes, and some Cheez-Its.
Okay.
What if the kid next door is having the school lunch is jealous that she's eating Cheez-Its?
Well, that's just life, and okay.
So what's the problem with fast food?
And that's the thing. Where's the why?
So because where is that why? Eating McDonald's and I am, that's just life. I'm sorry. I mean, what if we had pizza for dinner?
Rod, everybody has to be equal.
No, they don't. What if we had pizza for dinner last night and my son takes 2 pieces of cold pizza for lunch?
Is Domino's fast food?
Yeah, he pulls that out. Are they going to go, whoa, we said no fast food, buddy?
I mean, seriously.
It's bread and water for you.
I mean, come on. This is Ray County. This is stupid. And by stupid, I mean stupid. Rod, you just ordered Domino's last night. And I know you pack Roman a lunch because I have spent the night at your house and watched you make him a lunch every morning that I have spent the night at your house. You wake up. You and I just went to an Ace Frehley concert last night, okay?
Okay.
We wake up just a little later than normal. We got to get Roman off to school. You're like, oh my God, I don't have time to pack a lunch.
Crap, let's go. Hurry.
Hang on. Wait. We got Domino's last night. You throw 2 slices into some aluminum foil, wrap it up, throw it into a brown bag.
I can see that happening.
Is that a flaggable lunch?
From the text
at
line.
At the school?
From the text line. I worked at a school and parents would bring fast food. And I would have about 30 lunches that I had to call out of class, students to come get their lunches, call them out of class to come get it. Maybe it's a disruptive thing. Maybe over there in Richmond, they're using this convenience thing of parents wanting to deliver lunch to their children. And this may not be a birthday or a special occasion. It may be forgot to pack your lunch. I'll swing by McDonald's because, you know, my 7-year-old just texted me. I don't have my lunch. You know, and here's something. What are we teaching the children? What kind of lessons are they getting out of this about fending for themselves and getting special treatment?
Well, the lesson is if you pout right, your mom will bring you McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Jason in KCK. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I really enjoy you guys' show.
It's yours. Thank you.
Hey, perspective on this. First of all, just real quickly, I grew up dirt poor. I mean, and I'm talking duct tape on the shoes, single mom, the whole 9 yards. So my problem is, you know, now that I've got kids and I've worked my butt off to get where I'm at, why do you have a right to tell me I can't bring my child something, you know, to eat for lunch that's nice, be it McDonald's or Burger King or whatever. You know, we work so hard in this country to be so offended over the little things. And I think, Scott, you and I grew up in the same time era. You know, that's what makes people tough. Yeah, it sucks. You look at your friends or your fellow students and they get their dads, which I never had a dad. So, I mean, that made me sad. You know, bringing them lunch or doing extra things with them. But that's how our kids grow into adults. That's how we become who we are. And, you know, short of it being, you know, like your co-anchor was saying there is, you know, yeah, I could see it if you're constantly have a parent bringing food.
Which, by the way, Jason, never happens.
I know. You and we both know that. But that could be dealt with separately, obviously. You know, but I think we all know what the bigger issue is here. Oh, let's not hurt anybody's feelings.
Yes, Jason, thank you for saying what I could not put into succinct terminology. It is all about let's not hurt somebody else's feelings. You can't
by
be.
By God, that's how we make great Americans.
No, Jason, you can't be an awesome, cool parent because it might hurt somebody else's feelings who doesn't have an awesome, cool parent who's going to bring McDonald's to school on a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about raising the kids. Remember our school lunches. You know what builds character? Eating a half-toasted grilled cheese sandwich with some sloppy peas and a fruit cup. That builds character. That's what we had to go through.
By God, we were happy to get it.
Exactly. And so
I was just happy to get a sloppy Joe.
Do we want to coddle our children because we had it tougher and now we're making it easier for them? What does that do to them?
You know, I was thinking, guys, I honestly think it may be a lot of this, of the people that actually grew up coddled, or the people that grew up having everything, and they never really had to work at anything. So as parents, they can easily sit back and point their nose and go, oh, that's not good, let's not do this for everybody else. It almost seems that way to me nowadays.
I don't remember, and I don't think it was ever banned. I just don't think my mom and dad ever thought about it. I don't ever remember having lunch with my parents when I was a kid. And it's not because they didn't love me. I know my parents loved me.
It just wasn't a thing that was done.
It didn't happen.
Our parents were working.
That's right.
Exactly.
Go to school, that's a good point. Eat the school lunch,
Dad, any chance you can come home from TDY in Germany and bring me a lunch, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I mean, no, they were either working or too poor, and by God, if there were kids lucky enough to get a parent that came in every once in a while, it was no big deal.
And as a child, you saw that one, said, "Huh, that's pretty cool. I wish I could have something like that." And then maybe, you know, when you became a parent, then you go to your school with a slice of pizza on a special thing. There you go.
Oh, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans. Hoagies and grinders, navy beans, meatloaf sandwich.
That kind of reminds me when you and I were in the TNC with my mom and Kelly and the kids and everything.
TNC? Turks and Caicos?
Yeah.
You've been there, huh?
Never told you about my trip to the old Turks and Caicos?
It was a good time because I don't remember much of it at all.
Well, you were passed out in the back of the van the whole trip.
Let's get to Russ in Cameron. Dan Weinbaum filling in for Dana Wright. Michael Mackey coming in around 3:30 this afternoon. Hello, Russ.
How are you? I'm just calling in because I find it funny what people get worked up about. Some school districts have a kid sign these forms, or parents sign these forms now, that says the school district or their officer at the school can go through your daughter's purse, go through their backpack, can actually go out and open the trunk of the car out in the parking lot. That's really, really intrusive stuff, and yet people get mad over the fast food, but I think people have the priorities totally jacked up.
But here's why, Russ, and let me tell you why. I think people get a little worked up about stuff like this, and it's because the school, it appears, or it would seem, is trying to take my place, is trying to make my decisions for me. And I think that bothers parents, and I think that's fair. I mean, yeah, you're right, Russ, in this regard. Is this really the end of the world that you can't bring fast food to your kid in an elementary school? Of course it's not. It's not the end of the world. But is this the government, in essence, the school, telling you we can parent better than you and we can make decisions for you as a parent? And I think that's what gets people worked up.
I get it, but I think they dropped the ball on what's important. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people on school boards in different districts before, and they told me they got people complaining about the sports or the coach winning or losing, or don't want to fire, but they hardly have them come in and complain about the science teacher, the academics. I mean, I just think that parents have the priorities so jacked up about what's important and what's not. And you sign these big packets where there's all kind of rules. And, I mean, this is just such small change and nonsense that I don't even. I mean, it just shows you what Americans get worked up about.
Russ is saying basically we're missing the point here. We get lost in the weeds of all these little tiny things. You know, fighting for my right to bring French fries to my child. It really is. Are you going to fight for that right? Why don't you fight for the protection of your individual freedoms to be not searched? You know, just randomly.
Right.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what Russ is saying. Well, I think I agree with Russ.
Well, and I understand his point, and I do agree with him. However, which negates everything I just said, of course, because I said the word however. This gets into what I think a lot of parents, I hate the word cherish, but value. I'll decide what my kid can eat.
It's something that you think that you can control. Here's one thing that I can control.
Yeah.
In the daily life of my child is providing the type of lunch I want them to eat.
And I mean...
I get that.
And I have been the greatest predictor of stupid for a long time. Is that correct, Kara? I am the greatest predictor of stupid. Okay, thank you.
Here you absolutely is, have the market cornered.
Thank you. And I predicted this a couple of years ago, and this Ray County story is step one towards my previous prediction from years ago. Do you remember my prediction?
The BMI one?
No, not the BMI. Mm. This is about you can't bring fast food into the school anymore. No more. And first of all, and I asked Dan this earlier, define fast food. Is Subway fast food? Is Chipotle fast food? Is a Cobb salad I called in at Lucky's fast food? Mm. Define fast food first. Is a salad from McDonald's fast food?
It's from McDonald's.
Oh, so it must be fast food. I predicted, I think, 3 years ago on this show, the day is coming where the schools will actually check and throw out what they deem to be unhealthy food from your child's sack lunch.
Do you remember you talking about that?
This is step one in that process. And if you don't bring in a ham and cheese sandwich with no mayonnaise... Mustard only because there's no calories.
Ugh.
And it has to be honey mustard.
But then it's got calories, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Regular mustard.
Yeah.
Regular French French mustard.
Yeah.
Grapes, maybe a cracker or two.
Some hardtack.
Grapes, because grapes have a lot of sugar in them.
That's okay.
Those are natural sugars.
Those are natural sugars. Strawberries and some carrots.
Sounds like a well-balanced meal.
And if you put ranch dressing in there to dip the carrots, it has to be fat-free ranch dressing. Otherwise, we will throw it away. And we will test. We will test. Keyword to cash is edit. E-D-I-T, edit. We figure about this time, Dana's probably getting out of her meeting with the fraternity house in Lawrence. Edit. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. Edit to the newsroom and Kara Markser.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.